For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves. A campaign to attract more jobs to Jonesboro is underway. Jonesboro Unlimited is starting a five-year approach to economic development called Momentum Jonesboro. The goal is to raise $3.7 million over the next 5 years to bring more than 5,000 high-paying jobs to Jonesboro. Chairman of Jonesboro Unlimited, Brad Edwards, says this campaign came out of a study done in 2015 that analyzed the strengths and weaknesses of the city.
It was noted that Jonesboro has many attractive qualities with low unemployment, a growing population, strong university, low utility costs, retail growth, and quality health care. Yet despite these positive attributes, one in five of our citizens live at or below the poverty level. The need for high-paying jobs is real, and our resolve to recruit them is strong.
That's Brad Edwards. Robert Jones is also with Jonesboro Unlimited. He tells what the main focus areas are when it comes to Momentum Jonesboro.
We want to focus on business attraction and retention and expansion. We've got to keep the businesses that are located in Jonesboro here, and we've got to bring new ones to town. We've got to attract and develop new talent, new workforce for Northeast Arkansas. And we've got to enhance our community, improve our quality of life.
Robert Jones, he says the campaign will also focus on keeping graduates of Arkansas State University in Jonesboro, as opposed to graduates leaving town when they get their diploma. Jonesboro says having a lot of high-paying jobs in the region will help in that regard. According to Brad Edwards, the campaign will focus on targeting businesses involved in agriculture, healthcare, logistics, manufacturing, and professional services. He says Jonesboro Unlimited will focus on improving every sector possible to make Jonesboro attractive to industry.
Anything you can do to add to your tool chest is a positive thing. Economic development is an incredibly competitive business, and it becomes more competitive every year. Many communities have lots of resources. Many communities have implemented sales tax on their communities. We don't have that here. This is a way for us to gather private resources that we can add that additional tool to our tool chest. Maybe it's a way for us to enhance quality of life. Maybe it's a way for us to enhance the workforce development here. This is a way for all of us to rally around and have the common goal of raising the economic development climate in Jonesboro. Infrastructure, land, all those things are important. All of that has a piece of economic development. This is just one piece of our overall plan.
And this is Brad Edwards. You can view the latest concerning Jonesboro Unlimited's plan on our website now at kasu.org. For KASU News, I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting.